Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting 7th. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Alvis moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvis scores. Colavito moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant bunts towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Askew moves to second. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhaals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 1 in the game. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to second. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davalillo moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Tiant and towards Hauser, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. one out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-0 in the game. Tiant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Askew moves to second. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-2 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Batty reaches second base with a double. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty scores. Allen moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Indians, 1. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verhals bunts towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to third. Cott moves to second. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-2 in the game. Valdespino hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allen tags and scores. Cott tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alves moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhals. Alves scores. Colavito moves to third. Whitfield moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Askew is walked intentionally. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Whitfield moves to third. Askew moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tiant hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field. Hinton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hinton. Killebrew moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Killebrew moves to third. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-3 in the game. Houser hits a pop-up towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rollins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rollins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Allen reaches second base with a double. Don Mincher pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Dave Boswell pinch runs for Don Mincher. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verhals bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to third. Boswell moves to second. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Valdespino hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Allen tags and scores. Two outs. It's Twins, 3, Indians, 3. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boswell scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Don McMahon now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Sam McDowell now pitching. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to home to get Hall. Rollins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Rollins moves to third. Zimmerman moves to second. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Pedro Gonzalez. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 4, Indians, 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-4 in the game. Hauser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Brown now playing second base. Gary Bell now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-2 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Killebrew is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.